Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store. And mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Come one, come all. The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Landers Center September 20th through September 30th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating rides, scrumptious food, and 8 days of free concerts. Check out MidSouthFair.com for pricing and showtimes.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to be one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is tired of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Friday. John, we made it, baby. It's the weekend. A lot going on. Obviously, Tigers football back in action tonight. Favored by a lot of points against Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, we've got some official visitors on campus in terms of U of M basketball recruiting. A lot going on in the city of Memphis right now.
And we have an unofficial visitor on the University of Memphis campus.
You sound excited. There you go.
I can't believe you didn't mention the unofficial visitor. Have you really moved on? Are you sick of the maybe, James Wiseman recruitment?
Maybe subconsciously I've moved on. John, I didn't mean to. I left that.
Apologize to the Wiseman family.
No, I'm not. I don't feel apologies necessary. You're always throwing me out there that I got to be the one apologizing.
Well, I'm going to apologize on your behalf.
And forget about it.
Jason also thinks it is important. It is important that James Wiseman's on campus.
Jeff Calkins show this morning. That's how important I think it is. It is important.
Yeah, no, to your point, though, there's a lot going on in Memphis this weekend.
East got a new head coach.
East has a new head coach, and it's a good thing.
Got plenty to talk about
based on what you're telling me.
Yep.
You got your Cayman Islands shirt on today. I mean, you are ready for the weekend. Margaritaville is in your future.
Nah, I don't know about margaritas, but
I'm
a little uncomfortable.
Strange man in your home.
Exactly. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, an inspection is going on of my home. You guys know how much this is going to weigh in terms of what I'm trying to do. It's uncomfortable. The inspectors don't know I've been watching from the camera, right? And that's a little weird, too, right? That I'm watching. That sounds weird to say.
Nah.
But yes, and hopefully here soon, but they're going to leave.
Yeah.
And hopefully not have found too much wrong with the home, John. So, if I'm a little on edge here to start the show, that's why. It's the biggest part in all of this, John.
You need to go poltergeist.
See, I'm not quite out of Raleigh yet.
Well, let me tell you something, Jason.
Today's going to have a lot to do with that.
If it is the same inspector that inspected the house that I bought years back, then you're in the clear. You're golden.
Oh.
Because that man missed everything.
Well, this dude, they've been in there a couple hours, so I don't think these folks are missing anything.
You need to go Paranormal Activity, start turning the lights off, start, you know,
scare them out of
the
there.
Fan on, you know.
I think that might lose my sale.
Throwing toasters.
I might lose my sale on the haunted stuff.
Like, no, everything is fine. Yep, everything's good. Looks
get
good.
Get out of here.
You have nothing to worry about.
I'm gonna remain calm and put my faith in the Lord as always.
That's exactly right. There you have nothing to worry about, Jason. Everything I would say.
Tell me it's going
to
be okay, John.
Stay level-headed.
All right.
And when I say level-headed, I mean, I'm emphasizing level.
That's funny, John. That's really funny. It's very important. You shut up. Again, you tried to do this yesterday. This is a key time. Be quiet about that. All right? We have a big show lined up.
Yes, we do. So here's what we got going on the show today. Oh, no, before the lineup. We want to thank the Commercial Appeal for having us out last night at the Teton Trek at the zoo. It was a fantastic event. A little hot. They can't control that, though. They cannot control that. But it was a fantastic event, and we were fortunate enough to take down Best Local Midday Show.
How about that?
By the Memphis Most Voters. So we appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Who took the time to vote for us. It's important to us, and we appreciate you. So thank you for that.
I agree.
Here's what we got going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Mark Giannato, because we talk to Mark Giannato every single Friday at 11:25. He was there last night. I'm going to ask him if he felt disrespected in any way that the CA PowerPoint slide misspelled his name. He was up for best columnist, except they misspelled his name. So we may ask him about that.
Don't do that.
What? Okay, fine. It's going to put him in a tough spot.
I thought you were going to say something like losing to Calkins, who doesn't even have a writing home right now.
Yeah, but it's a Giannato's point.
I'm joking.
At the time, when all these things were done. But you think it'd put him in a tough spot if I asked him about the spelling?
He's got a tough name. Now, the people that employ him need to get it right.
They do.
Okay?
They do.
All right.
We'll talk to Giannato about James Wiseman, about the official visitors on campus, about his column about Memphis running the ball, and if Mike Norvell's getting too cute. We'll talk to him about that at 11:25.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
At 12:25, we're going to hopefully have a very special guest in the studio. And for a couple different reasons, we cannot officially name who that special guest could potentially be. I can't.
Oh, come on, dude. I've already talked about it on the other show.
So this is silly. So be it.
If it doesn't happen, it's understandable. The folks are on an official visit, dude.
You're blowing it. I'm not jinxing it.
I'm
getting a text right now. You're blowing it, man.
Well, I've already bragged on you on the other show about you trying to put this together. People will understand if it doesn't. They're on an official visit. This would be monstrous if we can pull this off. I gave all the credit to you. So stop being scared. Don't be like Titans 2017.
Well, we are going to hopefully have R.J. Hampton's father, Rod, in studio.
All right.
At 12.
You speak it into existence, John, exactly.
So that will happen, hopefully.
It will.
Then at 1 o'clock, this is one you got while we're giving out credit. Kenny Anderson, who is, former, parade All-American, a longtime NBA player with the Nets. Was a stud at Georgia Tech. He is now the head coach at Fisk, which is an NAIA school in Nashville.
Yeah, we talked about this early in the rundown.
And he has some Memphis kids on that roster.
Several.
So we're going to be joined, hopefully, by Kenny Anderson at 1 o'clock and talk to him about his foray into coaching. Now, I believe he was a coach several years ago at a Jewish day school.
He's done that, I think, in the grassroots level, done a little AAU, obviously. Last 7 years, been doing some of that. Look, a documentary came out by Kenny Anderson last year. He has been through some highs of the highs and the lows of the lows.
Yeah.
Man made $63 million in the NBA.
Yep.
Declared bankruptcy.
Yes, he did.
He's had a tough one, obviously.
Yes, he has.
Trying to find, trying to be a better father, having not had one in that spot. It looks to me like he's found something that he's finally at peace with. This was a guy that admits at one point he's going through a pretty tough midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Good to see Kenny back and doing something positive.
Yeah, we will talk to him at 1 o'clock about his life and his career and his new job at Fisk.
And recruiting Memphis, probably. I imagine he's going to be down here getting a couple kids.
And then at 1:25, so we were out at the Bluff on Sunday. We had an NFL watch party. It was a massive success. Tons of people came out, including one man who came up to the table that we were sitting at. It was reserved, and we appreciate the Bluff for reserving our table. It makes us feel very special and big time. And he came up to our table, this man did, and he said, "I took your picks. I lost money."
Yeah, man, there's not too many worse feelings than that. You feel like you let him down.
What do you say?
You can't say, "Shouldn't have listened to me."
Well, what in that situation do you say? A man comes up to you and says,
You lost my money.
Now, he picked a couple of the games. He didn't go all of our
games. We went 2-2 overall.
Right.
The last 2 weeks, I'm 2-2.
Memphis is tough. It's tough picking them.
And then I think you were 3-1.
When it comes to the spread with
you
Memphis.
You were 3-1 first week, 2-2 last week.
Yeah. I'm not doing all that bad.
So we're not doing all that bad, but we're not doing well.
But to hear him say he lost money because he took a couple of the ones we selected, and obviously they were the losing games.
Yeah, we're not doing very well. That's the point. And
you're
so
not. You more so than me. Just keep it straight.
The last 2 weeks we've given you our picks, and you probably hadn't made money. So what we've decided to do today is we're gonna go to the professionals.
It's gonna get real.
We're gonna have on a professional. His name is David Strauss. He's a bookmaker. He's the head bookmaker at mybookie.ag. So we're gonna go through some of his favorite games this weekend. We'll ask him about Memphis.
Some big ones.
Memphis is actually 2-1 still. As a team to represent the Group of Five in the New Year's Six games.
Really? Still?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're behind Boise, UCF, Florida Atlantic, but, like, they're still, like, they share the same odds as San Diego State. So, like, clearly Vegas does not hate the Tigers. So we will talk to them about that and Alabama, Ole Miss, and more at 1:25. But, so as you can tell, it's a loaded show today. We would be remiss if we did not start on what is going on over at the University of Memphis. Jalen Green is the number one player in the country in 2020. Mm-hmm. He is here on an official visit.
Yep.
RJ Hampton, consensus top five player in the country. I'd say consensus top 10. In most places, he's top five. Consensus top 10 player in the country. He is here on an official visit. They are both juniors. This is their first official visit mm-hmm. for both of them.
And it's the first time juniors can make official visits to the NCAA rule.
And so we've talked about that. We've talked about the significance of that,
right,
and how big it is that Memphis is getting involved with two top players in the class 2020. We've discussed that. But what was interesting about yesterday is there's a particular number one player in the country who happens to live in the city of Memphis who I guess just had a little extra time on his hands and decided he was going to mosey on over to the Lori Walton basketball facility and spend some time with Jalen and RJ. And that young man's name is James Wiseman. Mm-hmm. So yesterday on campus, your Memphis Tigers had the number one player in the country in 2019 on campus.
Correct.
The number one player in the country in 2020 on campus.
Correct.
And a top five player in the class 2020
Correct.
On campus.
Great.
All at the same damn time. Has that ever happened?
Can't have. That high in that many in two separate classes can't have happened before. I'm sure Cal's had some. I'm sure he's had a pretty loaded gym on some unofficials at some point. So I don't say
Memphis Madness has as well. Like, uh-huh. It's because everybody just convenes
but
on that.
But again, you're talking about one,
right?
Then 1-4 yep. in the next class. So again,
dude, that's
hard to beat. I put it that way. If it's happened, it hadn't happened much around here. And if it has, it's only under Cal.
I hope people don't take offense to this, but this is Kentucky-type stuff.
That's what it is.
This is what Kentucky...
Coach Cal?
This is what Kentucky does.
I mean, it's blue blood stuff.
This is what Duke does.
It's blue blood stuff.
It's what Carolina does, Kansas. Memphis is doing things that perennial blue bloods, only, frankly, perennial blue bloods can do because these guys ain't local.
Right.
I mean, James lives here. That's the only one. Jalen Green and RJ Hampton have zero ties
Hampton's
to the city
Texas
of Memphis.
And
Jalen's from San Joaquin Memorial High School in freaking California.
Green's West Coast. Yep.
So what Memphis is doing right now, like it's one thing for Memphis to recruit well locally, and I would even stretch that to regionally. Like if they got kids from Atlanta and they got kids from, you know, Mississippi, which they're involved with DJ Jeffries, like
right.
It's impressive, but it's almost expected.
Sure.
Because you're Memphis and you're a power in this region traditionally. But to reach out to Texas, right? Which,
right.
Again, you have no tie. Like, Memphis should not traditionally be recruiting well in Texas. And then, to stretch it a bit further, California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Memphis should never, in theory, waste any time in California. We've talked about it. Like, the last dude to come to Memphis from California, I think, was Trayvon Willis. And here they are, both in Texas and California. They're both on campus. Memphis is recruiting nationally again.
No, I suspect that it's not been. We've not had that highly ranked in terms of prospects at one time in there. It's significant for many reasons. Many for the reasons we laid out. Just Green and Hampton coming, right?
probably not going to commit on this visit. Again, the first official visit is as juniors. But again, it shows the rest of the country, wow.
No doubt about it.
Memphis can attract the top two, you know, two of the top four guys and the two of the top five guys in the class of 2020. Wow. So it's not just James Wiseman in 2019, which Penny has ties to.
Yep.
It's guys nationally to that point. Here's the other thing I think the other reason I think it's really significant. I talked about it this morning. You said James must have had a lot of time on his hands, right? Yeah, you see them over there. And that's what's awesome, right? You guys realize the best of the best recognize the best, right? That's the same. Real recognizes real. Game recognizes game. So Wiseman sees a couple of guys he's probably friends with. Keep in mind, he's probably got a great relationship with. The same trio that's there right now at Memphis, they will go in October for a Team USA event.
Yep.
They're part of that's what happens with the elite.
Yep.
Right? Those USA guys become friends. And so James Wiseman, number one, these official visits, this date's been out there for a while on Hampton and Green. So he knew they were going. I suspect it's been set up for a while. Once he knew they were headed over there, yeah, I'll make a pass. And even if not,
yep.
Even if he just had the extra time, what it is, hey, they're over there. These guys that I respect, mm-hmm. We'll go over there and kick it with them. And what happens then? Well, then you've got James Wiseman with those two. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Penny Hardaway and what it would be like to play at Memphis.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Oh, no doubt.
You want the elite kicking it around their heads and talking about, man, I could see myself here.
Yep.
And again, there's that. And then there's the PR value of it of them.
That's
you
exactly
saw the
right.
tweet.
Yep.
I mean, you see the tweet. You see
that's
them taking
exactly,
a picture.
That's exactly what
they
it
throw
is.
Out the unicorn sign. What does it tell the rest of the country? It tells them just what John says. New era in Memphis.
Yep. No doubt.
Right. It's not just local yokel anymore.
That is the value because almost certainly neither of these kids is going to commit
to you right
yeah,
now.
Like
it's the
like,
first of five officials for them as juniors. John, they got another five as seniors.
Exactly.
Next year.
So the value in these visits is not that. Not locking down Jalen Green and R.J. Hampton and/or R.J. Hampton. The value is, you know, these kids are popular. Like, R.J. Hampton has 100,000 freaking followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The value is these kids coming to Memphis, posting about it on Instagram, and not just people around the country scene, but specifically other great players, the Trendon Watfords
exactly.
of the world. You know, the other guys they're involved with in 2020.
So I better get my spot.
Yes. And it's like you said, like, we are now in an age where... I really think it used to be if you were a top player,
mm-hmm.
you wanted to do your own thing. Like you wanted to like make your own name, make your own brand for the most part. And I think
there are still those guys, but no, I see where you're going.
Like I really believe this. It is a trickle down thing in basketball. Like if whatever the pros do,
mm-hmm.
you'll start to see the college guys do and the high school guys do.
Yep.
Like now for whatever reason, short shorts are becoming a thing again. It's disgusting.
Well, it's all cyclical, John. That's what you find out in life is that things.
Have you noticed that though? Like short shorts are now a thing.
Well,
the uniforms are getting tighter and shorter.
You can thank you can help thank Spring Bay. I mean, he helped bring it back.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Bray and all those guys.
He did.
Yes, he helped bring it back.
Supreme Bay says he originated that.
So you
saw him say it on
give credit
Instagram
where credit is due.
But and I haven't seen a post from Supreme Bay.
If the right word is credit.
Like I follow him on Instagram and he has not posted in quite some time. I hope he's okay.
I'm worried about him because he said don't call me, don't email me, just kind of out to the world.
He's probably in space. Like he and Playa Fly may be in the same.
No. Don't even do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
We don't know he's doing the same thing Fly is.
My larger point about like the trickle down is when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh all got together and they'd made the decision to play together.
No, I knew where you're going. It's a great point.
That
I think it is.
That had a trickle down effect in college basketball, I feel
mm-hmm.
like. So whereas maybe if you're if you're a Jalen Green, you're like, dude, I'm the number one player in the country. I can go wherever the hell I want and it doesn't matter. But now these kids are like, okay. I'm friends with RJ. We may want to play together.
Right.
And so that is the value of this particular bit.
Now, you won't get the three of them at one time. That point needs to be made. James
right.
Wiseman's going to be a one and done at Memphis. He is 2019. Again, these juniors are for 2020. So they will not be on campus at the same time, you suspect. James Wiseman's going to be the NBA draft in 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. That said, it's still what John said. It's still guys, again, like we said, seeing themselves at Memphis, talking about it, and hopefully in the case of Green and Hampton, they're even considering playing together.
I will tell you this: there is a level.
No, they're considering.
There is a level of confidence about Jalen Green.
He's got the deep. I mean, that's part of the reason Sam Mitchell is here.
There is a strong confidence about Jalen Green. Now, again,
West Coast, too. I mean, that's still find it'd still be a tough one to pull in. West Coast.
It is. But what boggles my mind is that Memphis is legitimately in play in two straight classes for the number one player in the country. That has never happened, confidently. I can say that has never happened.
Right.
Not two straight years. Especially when neither one of them, frankly. I mean, James is local now, but he wasn't before. He wasn't supposed to be, you know. And by circumstance, the way it ended up, the way it happened, he ended up being local. And so that's, you know, that's worth mentioning. But, you know, Jalen Green, not local. The opposite of local. And they're involved seriously with both of them. And, you know, I would not be surprised if, you know, if you told me they get both. I mean, I wouldn't predict it. I wouldn't say they get both.
At this point, I'd be surprised.
But I don't think I would.
Still so early. I mean, so early in the game.
But
again, they're juniors.
I would, like, if you told me, hey, John, Memphis is going to end up getting James Wiseman and Jalen Green, I'd be like, well, you know, I mean,
that's why you got
relationships there, you know? Whereas if you told me 8 months ago, hey, John, Memphis is going to get a top 165 player, I'd be like, hell no. Nah. No chance they're getting a top 165 player.
You know,
it's a miracle.
It's intoxicating to think about if you are a Memphis basketball fan. It certainly is that. And it's certainly great news in terms of putting out to the rest of the nation, you're in a different place as a program. But we can't say all that without saying, and we said Penny set the expectations himself, when you do it this way,
mm-hmm.
when you can get them in, what does it do? It turns up the expectations of your fan base. The next step is landing them.
No,
You cannot have them in. Just have them in. Year after year after year, they take the pictures, they go sign with someone else.
Yep.
That is the key.
Yep.
So, I mean, so yes, right now.
You don't want to be the bridesmaid and not the bride.
Thank you. And that's the thing. And I'm not, that's what I'm telling you. I think they have deep enough ties with these guys.
Yep.
You go all the way in.
Yep.
It's like Bossy said yesterday, you got a chance to get the number one prospect in the country. You go for it.
You do, yep, you do.
Like, those only come around so much. But this is the next step. John, you were talking about it 2-3 days ago. You were kind of itching over there. You were scratching yourself
like
you needed. What you needed, that was that fix you needed. And that's what's coming next. And again, it doesn't apply as much to Green and to Hampton, who are juniors, again, taking their first official visit. It'll be a while, I suspect, before they commit. But when it comes to Wiseman and to Watford, it's what we said a few days ago. You've still, yes, this is great, and the buzz is great. And again, it shows the rest of the nation, the Dan Dockages and the Seths and everybody else, you're in a different space now. But the other thing it does is jack up those expectations, and with those increased expectations come increased hopes.
There's no doubt.
And increased need to land those
guys. But they have to deliver. I mean, Memphis is
it's an exciting time. It's also a woo.
There's two parts.
Gotta get it.
There's two parts of the bargain here, right, with Penny Hardaway. It's getting involved with the recruits, which he's holding that end up.
Got that down so far.
Which was still, and we have to consider that Memphis was in no way, shape, or form on any of these guys' radar even 5 months ago. So that has to be said. Or
John,
6 months ago. That has to be said.
Memphis
they're making
could,
up for
Memphis could barely break into a top 100 players. Living room, probably.
They couldn't get an in-home with Malcolm Dandridge.
With Malcolm Dandridge, bro.
And he's committed right now.
Yes.
So I think that should be said. But
so that's my point about different world, different space
right.
Now as a program.
But the other part of that is it's not enough to just be involved.
Mm.
You got to get one or two of these guys that you're going after. You know, I mean, that's just part of it. So they're trying, and they're hosting, obviously, RJ and Jalen on campus officially this weekend. James Wiseman got on over there for a little bit yesterday. I don't know if he has a visit this weekend or not.
Boy, it'd be a fly on that wall when they were in there hooping, huh?
They're all doing the unicorn sign, so that's got to be a good thing for the University of Memphis, no doubt about it.
Yep.
So hopefully we will have RJ Hampton's father in studio at 12:25. We'll get the scoop from him later in the show. We'll come back. Mark Giannotto going to join us. We will get his thoughts on this development, talk to him about some Memphis football and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What do you want? Baby, they got it at Memphis Auto Market on Mendenhall. Yep, all the good cars and trucks you're looking for are all in one place. And yes, all in sections to make it easy. If you want a late model Silverado, F-150, or how about a Ram truck? Go to the truck section. Want a barely driven Jeep Compass or Explorer? Maybe an Escalade or Equinox. How about on an escape or expedition, go to the SUV section. I love Memphis Auto Market. They have the smartest and best auto buyers in the world. Anything you want with everything you want on it or in it. It is easy for them to get it for you. Celebrating five decades of Mustangs, Memphis Auto Market has so many different Mustangs in the sports car section on Mendenhall. I drove a couple this morning in a Camaro convertible, and they are so much fun and just like new. Check them out online at MemphisAutoMarket.com or go to 2607 Mendenhall near Mount Moriah. I love Memphis Auto Market. Memphis Auto Market is the way auto buying ought to be.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. While you're making your fitness picks this week, head over to ATC Fitness and pick us for your fitness needs. With the best equipment and cleanest facilities, we're the easy favorite. And you don't have to head to Tunica to make this pick. With 18 locations, ATC Fitness is around the corner from just about everyone. ATC Fitness, only $15 a month. Check us out and sign up online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot. Serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com.
The entire month of September, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans is offering 10% off their entire stock of Western boots and work boots. That's 10% off the regular everyday price. Not some temporary inflated price. Over 5,000 pair of boots for the entire family from famous brands like Ariat, Double H, Justin, and Dan Post, to name a few. This month at Cowboy Corner will be a great time to get new boots at an additional 10% savings. You just won't find better boot prices anywhere. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Goodman Road in South Haven.
If your superpower is making pizza disappear, then you gotta try Papa John's new Italian Hero Pizza. Featuring a creamy Italian sauce covered with epic portions of pepperoni, salami, Roma tomatoes, onions, banana peppers, and topped with four delicious cheeses. It's like an Italian Hero sandwich on a pizza. Get a large Italian Hero Pizza for just $10. Download the app or order at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Yes, guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I have just gotten word that R.J. Hampton's father is officially in an Uber on his way to the station.
Right.
So that should be very interesting. But in the meantime, in between time, Mark Giannato, of course, is the sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. He joins us every Friday. He joins us now.
It's Commercial Appeal sports columnist Mark Giannato, live every Friday at 11:25 with Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN, and 680 AM.
Mark, what's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Not much. You guys are going to have fun with Rod. He's a character, man. He's a good talker, funny guy. I met him down in, I think it was like the Atlanta. Yeah, it was like the Atlanta area at the Under Armour stop in July, and he's funny because he coaches RJ's AAU team, and usually like on the sidelines he's really entertaining. And then when you actually get to talk to him, he's a pretty entertaining guy.
Yeah, I got that sense, honestly. I'll just be totally candid. You know, usually when we try to set these interviews up with parents, it's one or both of us reaching out to them. In this instance, Rod actually called me. So I got the sense that I got the sense that he was definitely excited to come on the show. So we are definitely looking forward to it. I did want to ask you, Mark. You saw the picture yesterday. We knew for quite some time that Jalen and RJ were going to be officially visiting at the same time. But then James Wiseman moseys on over. What is the significance of that in your eyes?
To me, it's significant in that, you know, a couple weeks ago I was on here and we were talking about how he had listed how these, you know, he had these four official visits and we were, you know, a little concerned Memphis wasn't getting one as of right now. But, I mean, clearly, the relationship between him and Memphis is pretty solid, that
good
he
point,
feels comfortable just moseying on over to the practice facility. And you know, I just think it's not – anytime you get around these kids and you can get them in your facility – there's no bad part about that. And, you know, yeah, it's like those kids will probably never play together, at Memphis, James Wiseman and RJ Hampton, Jalen Green, cause they're all probably one and done type kids. But just that, I mean, you see the national recruiting guys are talking about it. The image is being put out there of these three kids putting the unicorn sign up, sitting on Memphis chairs in the practice facility. That's exposure.
Yes.
You know, you can't buy, you can't, you know, it's just, it's good for the program. Even if you don't, you know, honestly, even if you don't, you know, with RJ and Jalen, you know, it's funny because they're probably at least more than a year away from making any sort of college decision. But just for now, it just continues sort of the momentum Penny has built. Now, obviously, the next step is he's got to land some of these kids. I heard you guys talk. I heard you, Jason, talking about him. I mean, it's one thing to get these guys in the door, and now you got to close them. And over the next 60 days or so, that's going to be the fascinating thing to me. I think Penny has to get at least one guy during this early signing period so he can go into the season with something in his back pocket besides Malcolm Dandridge in the 2019 recruiting class.
I do wonder, Mark, how unimportant or important an official visit is to Wiseman and the Wiseman family, an official visit to Memphis. I know how important it is to Memphis. They want to be able to wine and dine, you know, take them to the Peabody, do everything you can there on that side. But the Wiseman, and we see, heck, if he wants to bounce over there for an unofficial, he can, like you just talked about, the relationship's still great. So for his side, why would an official still be important at this point? I'm kind of wondering to myself while I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something there. Just in terms of, you know, he probably wants to go to places he's never been before.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I guess although he is going to Vanderbilt, which is in Nashville, and I'm guessing he's
been there.
Maybe he hasn't been on the campus or something, but you know, that's where he's from. But
right.
If I was in his shoes, and I felt really comfortable with Penny Hardaway, I might do the same thing. At the same time, I feel like if Penny really wants him to go on an official visit, you know, given their relationship, what they've sort of been through, what Penny did last year to get him eligible to play for him, you know, when all that storm was going on legally, I would, you know, this is pure speculation on my part, but I would think it would be hard for James to turn him down
and say, no,
I'm not going to take an official visit if Penny really wants it. Now, I don't know if Penny, knowing Penny a little bit, I don't know, you know, I don't know if he's the type of guy who would be like, you know, force James to go on. I don't know if that's the best strategy.
Right.
So I don't know if Penny would do that. You know, it's so hard to read these tea leaves, to be quite honest with you, with Wiseman. You know, but the fact is, you know, would you rather have him coming over? You know, I'd rather have him coming over, you know, once a month or whatever, you know, to the practice. So anytime they have a big visitor, hey, James comes over too. That'd be pretty good. You know, I'd take that over an official visit if I had to choose between the two.
You pay any attention to the stuff a couple of weeks ago where the sisters sort of, you know, one of the fans says, oh, I'm tired of this recruitment. You know, when the news that Wiseman was going to wait until the spring, one of the Memphis fans says, I'm tired of this recruitment, kind of sets her off, and she ends up saying, you know, some stuff I think she ended up reining in, but at one point, you know, she says it's toxic around here. Would you be paying any attention to her if you're Memphis and making sure she is cool? You know what I mean?
I mean, I think in recruiting, when I was around James this summer, like at Peach Jam, there were three people around James all the time, his mom, his sister,
she
and his
there.
Stepdad.
Yes.
And so, you know, you're not, when you're recruiting someone, you're not just recruiting them. You're recruiting the people in their circle. And she's certainly in his circle. So, yes, I would be, if I was her, I would not be, you know, as someone who gets a lot, you know, gets people firing stuff at me at Twitter, just because one person says something new on Twitter does not mean it's what the overwhelming majority of people think. But at the same time, I do think you have to recruit everyone in the room.
Yes.
And you always have to have, you know, this is something coaches always say to me, you got to have someone fighting for you in the room. I don't know who that is in the Wiseman camp, you know, so who's fighting for Memphis, but that's like the key to recruiting in college basketball and college football. You know, you may not have everyone on your side, but you need someone in that room who, when you're not there, is fighting for you.
Mark, in terms of, I think we all kind of understand that Memphis isn't going to lock down a commitment from Jalen Green or RJ Hampton this weekend. They're just getting started in their process, frankly. Yeah. So if that is the case, which we all again assume it is, what is the value for Memphis? Like, if I'm asking you, like, what is the most they could hope to take away and get out of this visit by having them on campus? Like, what would that be? Have they already gotten it with that picture on social media with Wiseman?
I think the picture's big, but I also think, you know, for instance, this weekend, I believe DJ Jeffries is down in Ole Miss on an official visit. Mm-hmm. And my guess is DJ Jeffries, like a lot of kids, is looking on social media and going, oh, those three guys are all at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You take some of the luster off of a visit, you know, that these other recruits that you're recruiting are taking. I think there's value in that. Just, you know, them seeing, oh, I'm down at Ole Miss, but look what's going on up at Memphis this weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what, you know, just perception-wise, it's a big deal. Now, will it result in anything? I don't know. That's why I'm, you know, for me, when I see that picture, you know, like as a reporter, as a beat reporter, like the 2020 recruits are kind of, not to say they're not important, but they're kind of like whatever to me because, you know, they're more than a year. Like I usually, I'll start focusing on them in April and May.
Mm-hmm.
But where it became important to me is the fact that Wiseman came yesterday. And, you know, that's obviously your number one priority in this 2019 class. And so, you know, I think you've already seen some benefit from it. But I think just even next week, you know, people are going to talk about the fact that you had, you know, essentially three of the top, probably top 15 players, regardless of class in the country, in Memphis. They weren't in, you know, L.A. They weren't in Durham, North Carolina. They weren't in Lexington, Kentucky. They were in Memphis. And that's big. I think that's something that resonates.
We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto, sports columnist for the Commercial Appeal on Twitter at MGiannotto. Joins us every single Friday. On to football. It was a very disappointing weekend for University of Memphis, up 21-9 in the fourth quarter. Probably should have closed that game. They did not. A couple untimely turnovers. And frankly, at the end of the game, Brady White just could not get it done. You have a column up at commercialappeal.com where you point out Mike Norvell is 9-2 at Memphis in games when he runs the ball more than he throws. He's 10-7 when that is flipped. It sounds like you don't think that is a coincidence.
No, I don't. I think when you know, and it's funny because some people point out, well, you know, you run the ball more when you have a lead, so that, you know, that stat makes sense. But actually, if you go back and look closely just at Mike's tracker, he does not necessarily follow that convention. Mm-hmm. There's been games where he's been up real big and still pat, like the Mercer game. They threw more than they ran the ball. And last year, the AAC championship game, they were down most of the way, but they ran the ball more than they threw it. He doesn't necessarily follow that convention. But, yeah, I think they need to refocus and find. I've said, you know, that column was sort of about, I think they need to find their offensive identity with this group.
Yep.
If you actually look, their past two games against FBS competition, the Iowa State game, the Liberty Bowl, and then last week against Navy, in terms of yards, in terms of production, it was two of the four worst games under Mike Norvell offensively. And that's not to say something's wrong with his offense. It's a really small sample size, but there is something amiss, so to speak. And I think, you know, they need to these next two games, tonight against Georgia State and against South Alabama before you enter AAC play, this to me is a perfect opportunity to figure out what this offense's identity is, what are your bread and butter plays, what, you know, who should be the focus of this offense. You've got Tony Pollard. It sounds like he's fine. You know, he's going to be as healthy as he's been all year this week. He's been kind of banged up to start the year. And kind of my conclusion in that column was, you know, let's get the ball to Darrell Henderson more. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is averaging more than 15 yards per offensive touch through two games. He's averaging almost 9 yards per touch over his entire career. And yet he's only touched the ball 20 times in a game once. Mm. And so to me, I know Patrick Taylor's a really nice player and should still be part of the game plan. But I just think you need to get the ball to Darrell Henderson more because every time he touches it, something good happens.
Mark, I think you're dead on. And I was talking about this earlier this week. And I was talking about it sort of in the dream sense. I'd sure love to see Henderson get 20 or 25 carries as opposed to the 9 or 13 that he's splitting, right, that he gets in a split with Taylor. And just what could he do with it then? I mean, he gets in a rhythm off 9 or 13 carries. You know, he's breaking off big runs. What kind of rhythm would he be in with 20 or 25 carries? I guess my question would be, I don't know that Norvell's capable of that, right? And maybe it goes to your column a little bit that he is just a throw, I think fundamentally a throw guy. And certainly, you know, one that's going to throw to set up the run. Do you think he's capable of reining it in and changing this thing to a power offense? And Brady, you just go out there and you know, run things, manage things. I hate to use the word manage because it seems like you're lowering the ceiling, but you know what I mean. Sort of change the philosophy completely and go to more of a power with that offensive line. Go to more of a power offense. Is he capable?
Yeah. Two things that come to mind. Like I said, that AAC championship game, I remember what I was most impressed about in that game was even when Memphis fell behind, they
still
kept
running.
Pounding the
yeah,
ball.
I do
they
remember,
kept
yes.
Pounding.
You're right.
And so I do think he's capable of doing that. I think this is a multifaceted offense. But the other thing is, you know, this is an offense built around RPOs.
Right.
And I think when you watch the film of Memphis, and you see what Brady White did and didn't do in the Navy game, I think you're going to see Georgia State, whoever. I mean, if I was them, I would, you know, make Brady White show me he can complete some downfield passes.
Yep.
So I think part of it is, you know, not to say they're not capable, but, you know, in an RPO offense, it's a read-based offense. And right. If they're showing, you know, we're stopping the run, the play is to throw
advantage
the ball,
of that.
You
right.
know?
Right.
And so, and I don't think Mike needs to fundamentally change
his
offense.
Yeah, certainly not
seeing how
that.
Great it is. So it'll be interesting to see how they can maybe implement more Darrell Henderson without sort of losing the luster of this offense. And what's interesting is you know, another interesting thing, you know, when I, you know, these last two games are also the last two games where Daryl Dickey was not here. And that, like, Mike calls the plays, but I do think there's something, you know, I do think they're still adjusting to the fact that they, you know, kind of this old head, this guy who's seen it all, is no longer on the staff. Yeah. And so, you know, not to say they won't overcome it, but I do think, you know, there's just something, you know, they need to find a new rhythm and a new identity here. And over these next 2 weeks, I think you have a perfect opportunity to do that before you re-enter conference play.
And then finally, Mark, I just wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, we all kind of understand that the margin for error for the University of Memphis in terms of having dream seasons is almost nil. I mean, to lose that game on Saturday, I had people texting me saying that the season's ruined, the season is over, you know, we're going to the Boca Raton Bowl. I'm just curious, in your opinion, because the attention span in the Memphis sports cycle for Memphis football is so short, it feels like. How do you think attendance at the Liberty Bowl is going to look? Because they follow up that loss with a game against Georgia State, and they've got South Alabama. Do you still think there's going to be decent crowds, or do you think that will take a hit?
Well, I think you'll have a slight hit. Well, first of all, how many people will be there? How many people will they count? In all seriousness, I think it'll take a slight hit tonight, just because Friday night games are not. If Memphis had a choice, they would never have a home game on Friday night. They don't want that, but this is part of the AAC television deal, so they have to do it. So I think you'll see a slight hit, just because, you know, parents and kids, they're going to go to their high school football game like they usually do on Friday. I would just tell fans, like, to me, you know, I don't think the season's over. I don't even think, you know, I still think they have a good shot at getting to the AAC championship game, just because that Navy team I've seen the last 2 weeks is not going to just run through the conference and win every conference game. They still have to play Houston and UCF. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's going to be two L's for them. So that opens the door for Memphis. To me, where it's going to be decided, what you're talking about, the fan interest, to me, what, you know, I think we'll have good crowds, probably not great crowds the next couple weeks, just because of the opponent, and even maybe the UConn game after that. But where the fan interest is going to be decided is that two-week stretch where they play UCF and Missouri. You lose those two games, or even lose the UCF game, then you've got basketball season coming up. Then I could think you can see some people kind of fold up their tents, so to speak.
Right.
But for right now, I still think it was just one loss, and I just don't think Navy's that good. And you still get to play Houston at home at the end of the year. Like, you can still win the division. And, you know, maybe the dreams of the Fiesta Bowl are, you know, maybe a little more far-fetched now. But still, I mean, they lost their first conference game last year, and it was a hell of a ride last year, after that. I would encourage people not to just give up on the team after one loss. You know, like I said, it might be tough for some families to come tonight because it's a Friday game, but I still think this team has a lot to play for, and it's going to be really fascinating to see how it develops, because I think Mike Norvell has shown that over the past couple years, that his teams get better as the year goes on. So, and I would not expect anything different from this group.
Absolutely. Mark, appreciate
really
it as
enjoyed
always,
this,
man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep. He is Mark Giannotto. Obviously covers all Memphis sports as a sports columnist at the Commercial Appeal. All right, when we come back, I believe that Rod Hampton is here. He is in the building. Brad Carson's giving me the thumbs up. So when we come back, we're going to talk shop with RJ Hampton's dad while RJ Hampton is getting the campus tour.
Wow.
On an official visit at the University of Memphis. Can we get a commitment out of him, Jason?
It's early, brother. We're going to try.
Put that full court press on when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net. This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. And at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a custom fit shirt. You know, a shirt that'll fit you perfectly regardless of how you're shaped and keep you looking sharp. Rob Joyner, he sold me on him a while back. Now he's here to sell you.
Gary, you know from experience, this is the greatest technology ever in custom fit shirts. We have three measurements that we take in, put it in the computer. It gives us one perfect fit shirt for your body out of 175 try-ons. You then pick the fabric from over 150 fabrics, starting at just $98. They're made to your perfect fit and delivered in 7 to 9 days with your choice of collars and cuffs. We've delivered over 2,000 shirts in a year. Guys, just keep coming back to get more. The days of make and do, wearing potato sack fit with sleeves hanging around your knuckles are over.
So where are you going to get that new custom fit shirt you know you need? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Yes, both regular and big and tall sizes are available. Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
What if I was Kane Brown, Live Forever Tour 2019. Friday, January 18th, Landers Center. Kane Brown. First artist ever atop all five Billboard country charts. With special guests, Granger Smith and Ray Lynn. Tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at the box office or LiveNation.com. Don't miss Kane Brown Live, presented by Live Nation.
At Simple Truth, we're proud of what's in our food. Like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food, like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
What do you want? Baby, they got it at Memphis Auto Market on Mendenhall. Yep, all the good cars and trucks you're looking for are all in one place. And yes, all in sections to make it easy. If you want a late model Silverado, F-150, or how about a Ram truck? Go to the truck section. Want a barely driven Jeep Compass or Explorer? Maybe an Escalade or Equinox. How about an Escape or Expedition? Go to the SUV section. I love Memphis Auto Market. They have the smartest and best auto buyers in the world. Anything you want with everything you want on it or in it. It is easy for them to get it for you. Celebrating five decades of Mustangs, Memphis Auto Market has so many different Mustangs in the sports car section on Mendenhall. I drove a couple this morning in a Camaro convertible and they are so much fun and just like new. Check them out online at MemphisAutoMarket.com or go to 2607 Mendenhall near Mount Moriah. I love Memphis Auto Market. Memphis Auto Market is the way auto buying ought to be.
At Simple Truth, we're proud of what's in our food. Like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food. Like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Come one, come all. The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Landers Center September 20th through September 30th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating rides, scrumptious food, and 8 days of free concerts. Check out MidSouthFair.com for pricing and showtimes.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook and Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And what a very special treat we have this morning. Because over at the University of Memphis, top five player in the country, R.J. Hampton, is there. He's getting the whole tour of the official visit experience. And while that's going on, we've got the whole family.
We are blessed.
We've got the whole family in the building today. We've got Ron Marquita and younger brother Ryan. Both of you, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
So, for both of you, how is Memphis? How are we liking Memphis so far?
How's it treating you?
It's good.
Good.
Memphis is a great city, so I've always enjoyed coming here.
Yeah, we've got some really good friends embedded, you know, that we met through basketball.
Okay.
So anytime we get to be here, you know, we let them know we're here. But, man, Memphis has been, you know, really good to us, man. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, so this is obviously RJ's first official visit. Now juniors are allowed to take official visits.
Yep.
Why was Memphis the first choice? I mean, that's a big decision now. I mean, it's the first one. So why was Memphis the right one?
Man, to be honest, Memphis has been bringing the heat. I mean, I talked to Coach Mike Miller, you know, 2-3 times a day. They text and they call RJ, man. And I think, you know, these guys hit the ground running, and I know America is expecting a lot out of them, but, you know, they're doing their job. You know, I've been recruited before, not to this magnitude as RJ.
Right.
But, you know, to get the top recruits, you got to, you know, do your job. And by no means, you know, are we, you know, super needy, but they're doing the job. And it's really great to watch, to see those guys. And I always tell Coach Penny and Coach Miller and all those guys, this is something I'm glad you're doing because you don't have to do it. And I just think of it as giving back.
Right. So in terms of what you guys have done so far, you get here yesterday afternoon. Like, what does it look like? You get off the plane, and then it's a blitz. You're going all around the city doing those kind of things. Or what's been going on?
The first stop was the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Now, y'all from Texas now. Yeah. I mean,
y'all supposed to have better barbecue than us out here, most Texas residents.
That's what they say, and they say it's different, and we tried it. It's really good. You know, barbecue is barbecue to me. You put some beans and potato salad on my plate.
Okay.
I'm going to call it barbecue.
So you enjoyed Memphis barbecue?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Mom says yes. Absolutely.
Great.
Tell us more about y'all's Memphis ties. So, Dad, you know Rodney Newsome. You know DJ Jeffries. You've coached players here. All the coaches here.
Me and Rodney, the first time the guy was in second grade, they beat the snot out of us down here in Memphis.
Was it War Eagle?
It was a War Eagle.
Yeah.
They invited us. They gave us a free entry. So I say, something's got to be up. So they show up with Chandler Lawson, DJ Jeffries, Joseph Cooper.
Yes.
A host. I mean, where y'all get Dude?
Dude Collum.
Yeah. I said, yes, where sir. Y'all get these guys? Dude, I think Dude cussed me out before the first quarter was over. I said, man, I like you, though.
Really?
So,
oh, he's a dog, huh?
Yeah. And we just, you know, so next year I invited them to Houston. We beat those guys. So we were adversaries, but they good people.
Respect,
so
man.
We quickly became friends. And one thing that bonds us with everything, our wives bonded. So that made it easier because you know how women are. If she don't like something like you, I'm gonna rock and roll with her. But Rodney's wife and my wife, they hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
I surprised her on numerous occasions for her birthday. Rodney White comes down and stays with us.
Mm-hmm.
So just being around these guys, and Memphis basketball is different. If you ain't a dog, you ain't gonna survive.
Yes, right.
So I put the, you know, I get the RJ, I get a few Dallas kids, we get a suburb. Then you add that, you had that dog. You know, we top. We cooking with grease.
So what I did not realize is how familiar you guys already are with the landscape at Memphis.
Yes.
Like, you guys already know Memphis players. You already know Memphis talent. So it's not like you're – I guess you'll learn about the university, but it's not like you're going to come here and learn a bunch of stuff you don't already know.
True. That's true.
And we've known them for a long time. So
I know this is reminding me of something. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. The Lawson, y'all know the Lawson family. Where you talked about Chandler, Keelan, obviously a coach. He's coached his sons as well. Right. But Deidre is the CEO, Keelan's wife,
without
the mom.
A doubt,
and I'm getting that feeling, like, you know, that mom's the CEO in here. That it's sort of similar situation. That mom is the mom's kind of the commissioner.
Am I off?
No, mom lets me do everything I need to do, but she has the red phone, the power to veto.
That's what I thought. I could feel it.
The break in case of emergency.
I got you.
And RJ's her baby, so it is what it is.
So, Mom, you must be very involved in the process, too, then.
Oh, very. I've always been from day one with RJ. And so I haven't let up, and I plan on going through the process the entire way.
Right.
You know, I've changed careers and tailored my schedule to be there for him.
Oh, wow. So do you enjoy fielding the calls? I mean, it is still early. Like, this is just the beginning. I mean, unless you guys, of course, want to commit this weekend and get it all over. but this is just the beginning. So, like, are you still enjoying it? Is it wearing on you a little bit?
No, I enjoy every part of it. I always have. But we're a basketball family. Uh-huh. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.